This is Untapped Power, insights and wisdom for collective transformation in the yoga community. I am your host, Amanda Sturmey, a registered yoga teacher and financial coach, working with you to redefine success and gain confidence in your business and in your life. This podcast serves as a sacred space with a new way forward to speak the truth about the yoga industry and to build a business and life that is defined on your terms. Join me for intentional conversations as we navigate the industry and explore the changing path ahead. We will dive into personal challenges, industry improvements, and financial stability, providing you with the tools to expand, grow, and create. I believe one of the greatest gifts we give to the world is tapping into all of our personal power so we can collectively raise the vibration together. Are you ready to join the conversation? Now let's dive in. Hey everyone, welcome back to a new season of Untapped Power, season 7. I am excited to be here with you to kick off the season as we move into March. I thought I'd be at it a little bit sooner, but here we are. So I wanted to just spend a little time talking about a few of the things that we'll be navigating this season in the episodes, as well as some of the guests that we have coming up. So I hope that you enjoyed the break. You were able to get back maybe into some of the previously recorded episodes and take a look at those. And for myself, you know, this has been a big, big transition, as I shared on the show. I think in the last episode or close to the last episode, I was pregnant and I gave birth to a beautiful daughter on January 14th. So that was part of the reason for taking a little bit of a break and to give myself some space. And it's brought up so many different things. And that's what I want to sort of share on the show today around like how things have shifted for myself, what I see coming in the next season and what that looks like as far as navigating and finding this space of balance. And a couple of the things that have come up for me during this time, which are continued to be prevalent, is that concept of doing your best and letting your best be good enough. And Don Miguel Ruiz talks about that in the Four Agreements. And it's so key because we really are always doing the best we can with what we have available. And it's a good reminder of just being aware that some days look a lot different. So for me, inviting in this season, a little more opening for things to not always be so consistent. I will have to maybe take some breaks and change things up a little bit. And so I'm opening myself to continuing the podcast, but having that ability to shift and to change and the chance to reflect on how things are shifting for myself, because this is a really big change, as I've mentioned. And it's definitely given me that new perspective on the idea of control, the loss of control, which I've talked so often on the show. And to be in the situation, any of you listening or any of you that have children, you know what I'm speaking of when I say that you really have to lean into the idea that you can't control things and that things are really, you know, operating in their own unique way with children that is different from yourself. And so that has taken me some time and continues to, it hasn't been that long to welcome in that change. You know, I'm managing this whole new world and this whole new perspective. And what's really come up is this idea of being able to balance out career and family and to figure out a balance in between that, to strike a balance that feels supportive to me, that feels supportive to my family. And that will take some time, I think. And it's opened up some new questions for myself. And I think that that's key. It's a lot of things where, as I've talked about on the show, a lot of the experiences I've had, I can only speak to of my experience. And as you have new experiences and bigger, different experiences in your life, they open up different questions, right? And with the change to having children, for me, it's, you know, finding that balance. How do I find it? How do I continue to stay true to my values? How do I continue to have discipline for the things that are important to me, such as my meditation practice, the work that I do with clients? How can I continue to make space for that? And so I'm navigating that. I'm figuring that out. And I think that this season, what I hope to offer is sort of a walking through of that journey for myself and what comes up, what arises as well as what comes up as I continue to try to make space to meet with clients and to see what that looks like, to see how that unfolds, and to see how it unfolds for the podcast. So I have a couple guests that I already have lined up to speak to, which are really amazing guests that I do want to bring you related to the yoga industry, meditation, how they're navigating studio ownership, book writing, different paths. And so I do want to open those conversations and to see what's available and to continue to bring you these amazing guests, and then to also navigate this journey within myself of what is happening, how it's unfolding, how this new chapter looks, what it looks like in terms of a career, in terms of continuing to let my business evolve. And that's a bigger question as well. We all go through changes, and it's how we embrace those changes. And again, doing your best, letting your best be good enough in the moments that things do shift and do change, because they will continuously do that. So I'm opening myself up to that next chapter and to let it be what it is. So again, I think it will be definitely maybe have a couple more gaps than I'm used to, or I'll need to shift some space for editing or different things that I'm working on in the podcast. And I hope that you'll continue to trust this process if you're listening and you've enjoyed the show, and continue to connect in the ways that feel good to you, because a lot of this work is in the connections that I've made, in the community that has been built around this show, in the people I've been able to sit down with. And so I do really value that space and value that time. And I'm hopeful that that will continue in the way that it's meant to. So I've like I said, I've gone back and forth with myself on whether to continue with the podcast. And I do feel like it is a really big piece of me and what I've created and what I want to continue to create as things change and grow and evolve. And so I open myself to that patience and compassion for this next chapter and how it looks and what it looks like and how I'm able to navigate it, and being honest and open in that process with you and being honest and open with people around me. I mean, I think one of the biggest things that I've learned through this process and this practice is that it's important to speak your truth again and again, and to know that even if you can't do the things that you thought you'd be able to do or you thought you could manage, you're doing the best you can with what you have available. And it's important to remember that and to give yourself credit for that. And that's one thing that I'm working on and working through as part of my own process and practice in this new chapter, to see how things will unfold. So I look forward to finding some more guests. I'm opening up that invitation for those of you listening. If you know of anyone or have anyone that would be a great guest for the show, please send them my way. I would love to connect with them. I'm continuing, as I mentioned, to bring you those Friday episodes when it makes sense and when I'm available, and continuing to meet with clients as they come in. I do welcome that opportunity as things shift and grow in the work that I'm doing, and getting really clear on what it is that I want to make space for, and finding, like I said, that balance point between my own values and what I'm bringing to others. And I think that that's an important intersection for all of us to come back to again and again. And so really inviting in this season, if I look at themes that we're going to be talking about, it's really that idea of things changing and evolving and opening up new chapters. And how do you navigate that? How do you find balance in that? How do you continue with business or change your business or shift your business or grow your business in different ways? What does it look like to do things differently? Are you open to doing things differently? What would it look like to ask for help or to take a break or to give yourself a really big pause? What does that feel like? And those are some of the things that I think are important to continue to have conversations around and to embrace the change that is, you know, our life essentially every single day, every single moment. And so I'm just excited. I'm excited to make the space for this, to be here with you, to continue these conversations. And I am hopeful that, you know, the right people will continue to drop into my space, the right guests and the right opportunities for continuing these conversations as they have so far. Because I am really grateful for the people that I've met, the connections that I've made, and to see where things go, to see where things go in season 7. I mean, I was just taking a peek back into the podcast itself. You know, we're close to almost 10,000 downloads, which I couldn't be more proud of. And, you know, we started this back in July of 2020. And it's been certainly, you know, almost 4 years, going on 4 years in July. And there's been so many beautiful conversations and so many things that I've reflected on with people, with the conversations I've had with you on those Friday episodes, and really powerful for me as well to go back and listen. So I thank you always for being here, for making the space to be part of our Untapped Power community. And I really look forward to continuing with another season and seeing where this takes us into this next journey as you walk beside me and I hear from you and the ways that you're impacted or things that are affecting you along your own journey. So I hope that you will continue with us, and I look forward to being back with you so very soon. Happy Friday. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for joining this week's episode of Untapped Power. If you enjoyed the episode, please leave a review. I would love to hear your insights and wisdom. If you are a yoga teacher interested in being a participant on the podcast, please reach out directly. I am always looking for new voices and perspectives. As a financial coach, I work with clients individually who are in the yoga industry and are looking to gain clarity and awareness around your finances. If this is you, then reach out to schedule your free connection call. All information can be found at amandastroney.com. As always, continue to stand confidently in your power, use your voice, and allow your heart to be free. Until next time.